Blog Talk Radio.
Festival is
the Feast of Trumpets. And after that is the Day of Atonement. After that is the Feast of Tabernacles. Again, I said something wrong. I will go over this again. And then the last day. So I think that's about 8 days that we are to celebrate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So let me say them again. We are to the Sabbath, and that's on Saturday. Every Saturday, we are to worship God and keep it holy. We find a church that's open on a Sabbath. If you can, there's one probably in your neighborhood. If there is not, you go looking for one. The next, you are to observe the Passover. And the Passover, this year will be March the 30th, Unleavened Bread, which is on March the 31st through April the 6th. The Pentecost, the Day of Pentecost, that will be on March the 20th. The Feast of Trumpets is September the 10th. The Day of Atonement will be on September the 19th. The Day of Tabernacles will be September the 24th through the 30th. And the last great day will be October 1st. So those are the feasts that we are to celebrate. We are not man-made holidays like Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving. We're not supposed to follow those. And we have been lied to. We were slaves, and we were told to do what man-made holidays, to follow man-made holidays. Do that. Follow what is in the Bible. And you can find these feasts in the book of it's Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23, this is where you will find the feast, the different feasts that are you are to follow. Let me just tell you this. Let us have a word of prayer, and then I will introduce myself. Our Father, Father in heaven, blessed be your holy name. Thank you for allowing me to have this program. Although I have very few listeners, I invite my listeners to invite other listeners to my program and tell others. I am not ashamed. Father, have mercy to those who are bereaved. My young nephew is in bereaving right now in the passing of his grandmother. We went to high school together. So she was a few years older than I, but I accept, you know, when you call someone home, there's nothing that can be done about it. So bless him and his family so that it would be a lot less stress on him. Protect him and comfort him. Homeless Father, they need you too. Provide them with food and warm shelter if needed. Thank you for taking care of them. It is a cold day outside or a cold evening outside. Please see fit to continue to provide us seek protection from Satan and natural disasters and chemical disasters. You for your constant protection from Satan. Thank you for our good health and right mind and prosperity in all that we seek you. We pray in Yeshua's name. We thank you, better known as Jesus. We say amen. Please accept that prayer, Father. Feed My Sleep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday, everyone who is listening to this program, My Voice. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. You are to keep the Sabbath day holy. The Sabbath starts, everyone, on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you to have your three P's ready and handy. That is your pen, pencil, and paper. And if you have a notebook, the new thing that the young people have, you are to have your notebook so you can take notes. There may be something that I will say that will touch your heart. Last week, I received a message or a newspaper article from someone, and I didn't look over it again until this week. But it is saying pretty much what I have been saying. That's why I want you sheep to read your Bibles. I have a King James Bible. And I was trying to find in it that another story that I want you to know. And it's in Matthew. I was looking in the wrong chapter. Let me turn there right quick. I will find it. In Matthew chapter 2, what I want you to know, Jesus was a great storyteller, and I like telling stories too. I want you to know that. Let me start at chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 13. I am in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother and go into Egypt." That's what I want you to know, that the young child could not have been a white child, because in Egypt, in that part of the nation, in that part of the country, brown or black like me. If he had taken Jesus there, Jesus would have stuck out like a sore thumb. Everyone would have seen that white child, but he was not white. Joseph was told to flee into Egypt and be there until I bring thee out, for Herod seek him, the young child, to destroy him. That's in chapter 2 of Matthew. See, I want you to read it. Just plain verse 13. I want you to read it and meditate upon it. The Bible says to meditate on it. That's what I want you sheep to know. In that, also, I want you to be welcome to what I call Sabbath school. And it's the Feed My Sheep program. We are in the book of Job. I have radio and asked them to remove the appearance of what is called a switchboard that keeps appearing on my, excuse me, upon what I have written for you to understand and read. But they removed my notes that I had left so that I could see where I want to start off reading from this week. But I think it was chapter 18 where, but they did not remove the switchboard, the notice from the switchboard telling me what to do. And when I do it, it still does not go off, and it should. I don't want that to show up again. It's an annoyance. Whoever will listen to my program will listen, and that's all I want. And I think that that's all God wants for his sheep, too. He told me to feed his sheep. And the only way that I could do it is to read the Bible to you. We are in Job. I am going to start with chapter 18 and read as much of it as I can until it's time for me to finish. Let me go to chapter 18 and start reading for you, see. Then answered Bildad to Shumite and said, how long will it be ere ye make an end of words, Mark, and afterward we will speak? Wherefore are we counted as beasts? I'm trying to see it better. Believe among many words, thou in your sight. Here, he carries himself in his anger. Shall the earth be forsaken for thee? And shall the rock be moved out of his place? Yea, in other words, yes. The light of the world, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of the fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. A snare is like a trap or net. The gin is a trap or net too, shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. Prevail means to overthrow or to win against him. The snare, that is a trap, is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terror shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be hunger bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. It shall devour the strength of even the firstborn of his of death shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out this tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the kings of terror. It shall dwell in his tabernacle, because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. Habitation means dwelling. His foot shall be, verse 16 again, his root shall be ground, the word is dried up beneath, and above shall his remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. That's what he is thinking. That's what Bill Dad is saying about him. And that's a bad thing to say. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, or any remaining of his dwelling. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, as they that went before were affrighted. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and the wicked means evil, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. We'll get an understanding of what has been read in chapter 19, or in chapter 18 of Job. Now, let us go to chapter 19. I plan to read as much of this Bible in the time that I have allotted. I want to be like Paul when he said that he had finished his course. You know, he had finished his work. And I want to be able to read all of the Bible to you, see, when it's before it is my time to leave this earth or to not be with you all. As I said earlier, a high school friend of mine, not a high school, but a junior high school friend of mine has passed, and she was the grandmother of my nephew. So, when the Lord calls me, I will have to go. But he has seen fit to send me back. And I'm trying to do what he has told me to do it. But sheep, if I do not do what he has told me to do, you do it. I'm telling you to do it yourselves. Read the Bible so you will learn what I have learned. Just by reading in the book of Solomon, I learned that Solomon is a black man. He says in Solomon chapter 1, verse 5, so my preachers have never told me that. If I had not read that, I would not know that. I would be still thinking that Solomon, because I watch the movies or what's on TV sometimes, and they told a story, just like the newspaper clipping that I got last week that says that, it says that the white Jews know that the Negroes are the real children of Israel. And this is what I try to tell you, sheep, because I just remembered from a prayer that I did about 2 or 3 months ago, and to open up your eyes and give you understanding. The Lord my eyes were opened. I have read to you many times that in Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, where it says that his hair is like wool and his feet are as brass. And his brass is brown, you know, and that makes me think that Jesus is a black man. So you will not be surprised when Jesus comes. And I think that he will come in a spaceship. That's why our NASA, well, NASA is in, it's NASA. I don't know what it stands for, but that's why they keep going to different places in space. They're trying to find Jesus, but Jesus is going to come to them in the year 2019, in about June, because when I went to college, I was told that slaves were brought to the United States in 1619, and that it was like June the 30th, the black slaves were brought to this country. So that if you read Genesis chapter 15, you'll find Moses crying because he, not Moses, but Abraham was crying because he was told that his grandchildren would be afflicted 400 years. So 2019, I look forward. I hope that I am around. God sent me back last 2 years or within the last 8 years to feed his sheep, and I am doing it. And I want to hear him tell me in the end that, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want him to tell me the same thing that Paul was told. Now, let us read chapter 19, if I can see it. Let me put on a second pair of eyeglasses. Hold on one moment. Excuse me. Yeah, I see it much better with two pairs of glasses on. Then Job answered and said, how long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye reproached, and reproach means insulted me, among many different words. You are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strange to me. And he said, and be it indeed that I have error remain with me. And that's a mistake. Or he made like a mistake, or he had done wrong. That's what he is admitting to. Indeed, you will magnify yourself against me and plead against me my reproach, that is, his errors or insults. Know now that God has overthrown me and has compassed me with his net. He compassed me with his net. He has put a net around him. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. He is of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and mine hope has he removed like a tree. I have also kindled his wrath, and wrath means anger, against me. He has counted me unto him as one of his enemies, and raised up their way against me, and encamp around about me, around about my tabernacle. He has put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintances are verily estranged from me. Estranged means separated or moved, many other words. An acquaintance means associates. My kinfolks have fell, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated me to ask him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated again, asked for the children, forsake my own body. Yea, young children despise me, that is to look down on or hate. I arose and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me. Abhorred means to dislike or hate too. And they whom I love are turned against me. My computer tells me, it just tells me how many minutes I have left. Let me start at verse 20. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped to my skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye, my friend, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God? It's another word for oppose me or oppress me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroys this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, for my eyes to behold, for my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my ruins be consumed within me. But ye say, why persecuted him? Why persecuted we him? Seeing the root of the matter is done, the root of the matter is found in me. So he's saying, why hound him? That's what I believe him to be saying. or why do you pick on me? That's what I believe him to be saying. Let me read that again. But you should say, we him. Why pick on him or why hound him? Seeing the root of the matter is found in me. Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that ye may know there is judgment. Well, that's all of chapter 19. And let's see, I will I will start reading with you or to you chapter 19. Then answered Zipporah the Nehemite and said, wherefore do thy thoughts cause me to answer? And for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, that says insults, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth? Let me read that again. Because I heard a noise in my phone that I should not have heard. And I don't think I made that noise. It says, verse 4 here says, noise since man was placed upon the earth, that the triumphant of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. And let me go back here to verse 4, where it says, knowest thou not of knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed on earth? Man was placed on earth. If I remember in Genesis, he made men and women and told them to multiply. But our heritage, and I want you, Steve, to make sure that you read Luke chapter 3:22 until it finishes, you will see that we are from Adam. And that's important for us people to know. Since we were slaves, the white man tried to make us forget everything about us. But he has failed. And he doesn't want us to know. He doesn't want us to know, according to that memo that I received. Excuse me. I received an article. They don't want us to know that we are the children of Israel. And we are. We are the best children of God. And I don't understand. I watch a couple of preachers out of Texas, of the United States, and they are saying, send money to Israel. And they know that the Israelis, those people who are in our country, are not the real Israelites. We are. And they are trying to destroy us. But I hope that, I pray that God will destroy them before he destroys us. let me not say any more than that. We are going to stop at chapter 20. We'll pick up in chapter 20 of next week and read it all. It's very important. It's very important that we understand. I know that I'm getting close to the end of my program, so I am going to say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for everything that you do for us. Excuse me, sheep. I had to burp. Don't know why I'm burping all the time when I have this program. We come to you and as humble as we can, as we know how, to say to you, thank you for watching over us in our sleep and protecting our lives every day as we move through the valley of death, the United States, because the person over us, he does not respect us, and he talks about other countries. He wonders why they should allow people from other countries or where dark-skinned people live come to this country. I don't hear our song playing, and I push the song to start playing. I don't hear it. I was wondering if they had set me off. I pushed for my song to start playing. If it's God's will, as James chapter 4, verse 10 says, if it's God's will, I will do this, which is come back to you next week, unless I find another outlet that I can go on. I doubt it. Listen, sheep, I want you to purchase my books, my three books, The Passing, The Unseen, and The Broken Plan on Amazon.com. Give me a play and purchase my three books. I tell stories. They're not as good as God's stories, but I tell stories. Always something going wrong. If it ain't one thing, as my preacher preached to us in 1974, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I push that my song play, and I do not hear it. Go to Amazon and buy my book and read Job chapter 20 for next week's lesson. I'll see you then if it is God's will. Goodbye. Cannot end my program. Lord have mercy.